thank you all for coming. And I have the pleasure of introducing a very good friend, Nima Sadhu. In 1989, we were working on a project at Carnegie Mellon in Pittsburgh. It was a stone carving project. While it was an amazing story in and of itself, what was even more amazing was that Nima was there teaching, and he helped us work on part of the project using a, at that time, very radically sort of new software on a Macintosh computer called Super 3D. Super 3D was one of the very first three-dimensional modeling programs, and it was unbelievable. Nima made a computer model of a dome that was instrumental, really, in setting the whole foundation for the project, in addition to helping us work on that part. But since then, of course, we've been your friends for over 20 years. Nima is a professor at the University of La Sapienza in Rome. He's an architect and author and editor and publisher. And sort of I want to leave most of the time for him, but one of many things that he's done is to have started a book series called Information, or IT Architecture, the IT Revolution in Architecture. There are 25 titles in this book series today, and it's continuing. Originally published in English by Berkhauser, but now continuing also in English through an Einstein publisher. But he's worked with architects and scholars and artists from all over the world that have been contributing to the dialogue and the scholarship and the discipline of architecture, but particularly with respect to the impact of digital technology. And it's an amazing series, and I had the pleasure of writing one of the books in the series. And you know, thought that perhaps I might have a perspective that would be valuable. I never thought I could write before he asked me to write. And it remains one of the hardest things I've ever done. It's one of the most satisfying, of course, as it has been our friendship over the years. So I'm delighted to welcome you.
Thank you very much.
You can talk a little bit.
Thank you very much for this presentation. It's really, it's a big, big pleasure for me to be here because since my friendship with Bruce is more than 2 decades now, so it's very important to picture where a person that you have a really big esteem is, you know, when you are away, imagining this adaptation. This is a really very great place, I think, to be, and I'm sure your dean is really supporting all the important things that are happening in the school. So for me, it's a real pleasure, this. Now, since I know more or less what lunch seminars are like, I decided to be kind of the soft side. That means that I'm showing you projects, basically. I'm not discussing kind of intricate issues that I do in some other occasions, probably. But I'm decided really to show the design, and particularly to have a glimpse of our research as professor of architectural and urban design in Rome, and dealing with the students, dealing with the school, dealing with the perspective of the cities, and also dealing with what we think architecture and urban design is more or less about in this moment in history, particularly in European cities. So this is what we are going to do, and will be the work of the students are instrumental in order to discuss a little bit during these 45 minutes these issues that I hope you will enjoy. Now, it's my habit to have the presentation already in the internet. So this is important because some of you may want to see back these works, and they have different ways to look back at this work. In order to find the path, you go in Google, and in Google you type my name, and we'll okay, I hope we are still sitting. Excellent. Yeah, I'm supposed to be connected. But that's, yeah, I'm here. Okay, well, probably has some problem, I guess, because I need to be registered. Okay, now you're in. Okay. So, basically with this you end up in the same place you were before. Okay? That is my website. That is a place in which many things happen. But in our particular case, I put the hidden link of this presentation because as a style, I don't want to make it public, okay? It is announced publicly that there is this talk, but the link, you must be present at the top, you know, where the link is, okay? That's the trick. So I found these nice niches here in this Mississippi, fantastic view. I was, so from here, we jump into the presentation, okay? It's very important for you to know this, just for the single one of you that wants to see back some of these projects. Later on, the link will be official. By the way, it's fascinating because I was so ignorant that I didn't remember the connection between New Orleans and St. Louis. Although I read comics and, you know, and I remember the Lucky Luke story about the Mississippi crossing between New Orleans and St. Louis and all that, I forgot all of this, but Bruce told me that there is this Mississippi connection, of course. And I feel so guilty that I went to Google Earth to do the travel along the Mississippi, so I discovered that nice part. But anyway. Now, what we are going to discuss is there, basically are a series of design theses, graduation theses. This graduation thesis has been from the very beginning present in the internet. From 1999, basically they were all available in the internet through that link that I just shown. It was my habit to have the thesis in the internet as a way that is help the student pile up knowledge and basically starting from one work to study it very carefully, because clearly a thesis is very important for the next student. For that is the most important valuable material. So it was a way to have these things in the internet from the beginning, a very important way to sum up knowledge and to increase every time. So from basically here, we see all the projects, and then if we just click on one of these, we go to the entire project. That means some description and all the original board, so it's possible to really look at the complex project from the analysis phase to the other phases. So this is just in terms of a little bit of structure. Okay. I want to be local, so I will be a little faster in the process, but everything is in the internet. I'm just doing locally now. This material also has been collected in the last year, basically, in a book, which is this one. Okay, it's over there too. Basically, this book works as there is some theory that we have discussed briefly, and there are the projects that are illustrated in the book too, through a specific strategy that I'm going to discuss it in 1 second. So, all this material can be accessed in different ways, and the book is also possible to edit or to look at through Lulu. In this particular moment. So now let's move to the idea of that are moving this thesis. Basically, the whole idea, the whole pedagogy in a way behind this graduation thesis in design and urban design is that each thesis is profoundly different from one to the other, so they are not so much like stylistic common components or common similar areas of the cities or other kind of principles that have really blocked the student, but at the same time they are for some aspect, all identical. They are all brothers and sisters. They are all belonging to the same resource. So they are very different, one from the other, but they are all tied together because they are dealing together around certain principles and certain concepts, certain ideas, I would say, that are common. Which are these ideas? Can be described in kind of a fast way. It's a series of ideas that are related to the transformation of the city from an industrial paradigm to an informational paradigm. That is one of the most fundamental ideas that ties all the project together. As a keyword, we have this keyword that is called new substances. That is really the idea that the projects have to tackle this transformation. And this is something that involves many other aspects that are related to the work. Another aspect is that we really think that information society is basically like a cake done on so many layers, and the layers are from the economical point of view that attack the brief of the project, but of course they are crucial in the development of what is possible to do in architecture today, etc. So really we use information, the idea that we are really in the third wave, in a very, very numerous way, in different layers. One of the key aspects of all these cities is the concept of mixité. We always deal with a combination of programs. In all 20 theses, they are all based on the concept of mixité. That means that all the projects are based on five interlocking activities that for us are those that belong to the area of living, those that belong to the area of infrastructuring, those that belong to the area of creation, those that relate to the area of exchange, and that those that belong to the area of rebuilding nature. What does it mean? I have these words are kind of conventional. We create, we mean work in some way, but work within an informational society, something kind of different than what you imagined before. That's why we need a word that is not exactly work, but it opens up the mind in what that kind of creation process is today. Exchange, of course, has to do with all kind of commerce activity, and rebuilding nature has to do with the impact that today architecture at all scale has to have with nature, and infrastructure plays with the role that architecture may have in reconfiguring certain urban situations. So those are five principles that are like in a cage. They must be present in all the projects that we do. So there is, must be always been a living component, always been an infrastructure component, always been a rebuilding component. Now the other concept that guides all of this is the concept of the driving force. Each project is different because it creates a kind of a mixture of idea, of these components, but they are directed towards a specific goal. So the building of the project tells a story in some way, creates a combination of these different aspects in order to fulfill a very specific story, a very specific sub-program of the idea of the mixité. We are going to see in action these principles, so it will be very simple. Here there are other issues that dealing with the city and the transformation of the city. We can go back to some theory after, I think. Now we can just see some of these projects. We can see them in very different ways. We can see from the book. For example, we are examining the book. Okay, and there is a first part that is the theory part that I summarize in this first 10 minutes that is here, and then they start the projects. Now, the projects are organized in the book, dividing the main areas of projects into more or less 10 different categories, subcategories. Some we call the city of infrastructuring, which is this part. So there are projects in which the driving force is really the idea of the infrastructuring, which does not mean that there are no components of a building nature, not a component of living, not a component of exchange, but the driving force is the one of the infrastructuring. Then we have others that are the city of the institution, that means that the driving force relates to the issues of institution. And then there are others that are dealing with the issues of the presence of history in the city. How do we deal with that? So in some way you may think about museum, for example. And then there are others that are belonging as a driving force to the idea of the city of environment. So we can jump in whatever we like as a beginning. Since I was dealing with a museum edition, we can navigate this as we like, okay? Now I'll do it at the beginning and then we may interact if we want, if we can pick up in other ways together. For example, I'd like to start with something that has to do with the idea of the presence of history within a contemporary city such as Rome. Something that I didn't tell you is that all these projects have been put together in the book, mentioning only one single time the word thesis. And that was done in the colophon, basically, of the book. Because all the book is intended as a contribution to the city, giving to the city around 20 interesting ideas. We are going to that in 1 second. But I want to show you just one project, so we shift in some way. We don't talk theoretically, but we go and see one project, okay? I think that this is the moment. Okay. Okay, we can see this project here. Now, titles in this thesis are very important because the title, as in a book, in some way creates what the thesis is. So we work together with the student to find the best possible title. This one is called MOB, the M-O-B, the Museum of the Opera Borromeana. So it's a museum for the work of Borromini, and it is an atmospheric machine to treat the crisis of Villa Pamphili. So right now it seems a little scary what's going on, but it really condensates what it's about. I'll tell you. In this phase of thesis design, okay, we see it in bunch, but doesn't matter. The approach of discussing a thesis with the student is, for a little time, is like the first meeting, are you really sure that you want to make the thesis with me? Because that would be the most important decision. The first decision is really definitely the most important one. So, are you really sure? And then we start, you know, kind of a negotiation, try to understand if we agree to start that shift that is very important for both of us, the student and myself. When that decision started, I said, okay, now we start the second phase, that is probably the second most difficult and most important one. We have to find a thesis. And a thesis doesn't necessarily mean that we have to find a thought or we have to find a program. We have to find a thesis means that we have to find something that is really worthwhile for you to work for around 9 months. So that search is rather dramatic because basically there is an empty table and that has to start. To make things more difficult, in this last series of thesis, we were working on the issue of a crisis. We were looking for the city, particularly for the city of Rome, but could be done in other situations, in which a real problem happens. And so we think that that is extremely important to motivate all the action related to the thesis. So, really situation of difficulties. The reason of this is many, many layers. One is also because this thesis has some implication of information technology. And I really think that information technology is the key when we are addressing a situation of crisis, of difficulties. Otherwise, we end up making gain for Bill Gates, a new house, which is not something that I think it is all about. Use information technology will be really a promise of, you know, a new generation of architecture that is richer and more functional in many, many ways. So, that's another reason. You are going to understand this in a second. So, the student starts to explore the city in different ways and brings me three proposals. I asked it very, very formally that must be three, never one, always three proposals, three possible concepts or areas. Sometimes the first three don't work, and then the person has to be on another week or 2 weeks to find something that is valuable enough. In this particular case, he ends up finding this situation. This is Villa Doria Pamphili, that is one of the largest parks in Italy, in Rome, sorry. This one was carried by a highway in the 60s because of the Olympics. So this was a kind of a wind that facilitated the Olympics. And this park in this historical villa never was really fully recovered. Starting studying Villa Doria Pamphili, he discovered that Borromini has a lot to say with Villa Doria Pamphili for the simple reason that the family of Doria Pamphili, that are well established in Piazza Navona, where Borromini did a lot of things, only own the Villa Doria Pamphili. So we discovered projects and ideas of Borromini there. So at that moment, so the first crisis was to find the area. Then he said, okay, this is the situation of the cut was a very difficult one. That it would be interesting to work there. Then we discovered Borromini. And discovering that Borromini has to say, then we invented the program of the Museum of Borromini in Rome. And the Museum of Borromini in Rome is just a bright idea per se, because there is not a Borromini museum in Rome. And it is just a great idea. If Rome would be a normal city like Delft or Amsterdam or, I don't know, any civilized contemporary city, we'll just jump into this area because it's so right, I think. So to make a museum that is also an installation place for the study of Baroque architecture in Rome would be just a great program, I think. Anyway, then it happened. We are just at the first board of probably 10 boards, and we are just looking at a little piece of it. The other basic idea was, of course, diagram. As we know since 20 years how important diagram is in creation of urban spaces and architecture. And the other interesting thing is that Borromini, in his way, was working with diagrams as well. And here they are, of course. So there is starting an hybridization of diagrams from Borromini and diagrams coming from contemporary culture, and the two create an hybrid idea. The other idea was, of course, working on a membrane structures. We have this this great engineer that is called Mutmeshi. And Mutmeshi not only worked at Yamasaki with the folding that was very much in fashion at a certain moment, but also worked with this idea of membrane structures. So the three concepts together, the membrane, and the diagrams, coming from Borromini and from the other, basically made the other third most important steps in the project. Each new step, in some way, is defining more and more the project as it goes along, and in some way each new decision is a little bit easier than the previous one. The first decisions are always the most important ones, because they are those that create the path. Once the path is started to design, in some way it becomes natural to go along. So this is the ideas, and then you can start to imagine the project quite well. Here it is. It's not a bridge, it's not a building, it is a kind of membrane building that moves from one side to the other of the street. So you reconnect the park as a membrane that you see there, sorry, this mix, from one part to the other. And of course all the decisions concerning the organization of the building and the basic formatting and organization are pretty much done. Let's see, here are the sections and everything. The other idea, of course, was that being the building in the basically crossing an highway, the building has to be positive to react to the environmental condition, not only to take all the advantages of the new technologies in terms of, you know, sun and exposure, etc., but also working in an active way as a kind of purification of the area around, because now we have these technologies that allows basically to filter in the air and to bring the air back. And we are going to have these things in an incredible, more advanced phase in very, very few years, because nanotechnology are just here, I mean, just there. They will jump into us really as soon, and then we really don't expect, you know, like internet, that at a certain moment arrive and change everything. I think nanotechnology will be incredibly in all this area, of course. And so this is one project. And here there are the old boards, and now you understand why, I think you have a little bit of understanding why it is so important to have these things in the internet. It's absolutely crucial. First of all, for the student, for the next student, because the next student will rely on the achievement of one project and start over the other one. In a completely different direction, but use the same thing. Now, let's have a little break, go around. In a certain moment, I decided to put these things in Google. I've done that for a reason that I wanted to explain that could be interesting for the others. Here, okay. Soon we will have. Okay. We are in Minneapolis now. Eh? In St. Louis, sorry. We are in St. Louis. Here we are. And from here, we can go. So I guess we are just here, right? Yeah, right there. Okay, now we go here. We go and see okay, we just go there. Oops. Google Earth didn't want that. Oh no, you arrived directly. You even arrived directly to the thesis. This is even more than I expected. He was acting too well. Here, we arrived in another project location, and now in this case they are localized in the Google Map. What is interesting about that, of course, if we zoom out, we can find other projects. For example, I think the project that we just saw is this one. Okay, so it's this one, and that in this particular case, what you have, it is a localization of the project. Mm-hmm. So you see the villa, now you see the project, where it is located actually in reality. And then if you click on here, you basically have this that gives a lot of information. First of all, with this link, you actually go and see the internet, the page, so you see everything. But particularly these other links are very interesting, I think. With this link, you can go at the book, basically, and you can see it online. I think it is, should be active. It goes over there, but we forget that. But I think the most interesting one, okay, yes, it's finding the book, I think. All right. Here it is. Okay. And but what is the most interesting part of it? It is that you can attach this project to a specific blog entry, and the blog will be the key to disseminate knowledge in another direction. I'll tell you why this can be very important. Okay. So with this, I deactivated this blog, but basically with this link, you go to a blog and you have a specific post. And within a blog, of course, you can grow incremental information and interchange and whatever. This can be very important for other type of projects, and then I'm going to show you one. Okay. A phase of our design is this a new phase of this project. In some way, we started to be interested in some type of bottom-up design. In some way, this Borromini project and many others which we could see, but of course, for a reason of time, we don't have the time, but they are quite interesting the same, are starting with the idea that you must have some type of people that decide that is right, otherwise you cannot implement the kind of ideas, in a kind of more or less traditional sense. Now we are kind of developing another strategy that we call it bottom up, like projects that are small projects that attack the situation from the bottom in an almost spontaneous way. So in order to do that, it would be very important to have a system of intercommunication among people, basically. And the blog can be one of that. I'll show you this project because it is, I think, interesting and a nice project too. Okay. This is called Urban Toys. Revitalization, that is ludica, that is ludica is like... Huh? Yes, like playful, yes, playful, and ecological, of course, of a series of urban entities in the city of Rome. This is the thesis. The whole idea actually started by the fact that I was going around the city. I noticed that many gas stations that used to be operating within the urban fabric were abandoned in Rome, and they were basically closed area, and nobody really knew very well what to do with that. So I said, okay, we have to start to find a strategy to use those abandoned areas, starting with the gas station areas. So the students start to look at different situation in Rome and finding not only gas stations but a large series of abandoned little areas, like in the back of the buildings or small places that are unused, and of course gas station as well. And out of that, basically, started all design strategies that is very different than the other one, that although it uses the same principle, it's done in a very, very different ways. The whole idea of of the game was an important part of this. All the combination of activities in some way has to do with community activities that can be plugged in that situation. And gradually the design came about in two directions. One that was kind of an artificial landscape that was sitting in the area of the previous occupied by the gas station, and then also made a kind of plug-in building in the on a blank side of a building, of a taller building that is over here. You see over here. And the other nice, interesting thing of this project, okay, here you see all the aspects of this research. Because at the end they must be in some way a real project. Since they start a urban design scale, generally it's up to the student is to bring up to a level of detail of construction. Generally, for me, it's enough if they stop a kind of 1-100 or 1-100 scale, a European scale. And the other interesting thing is that she discovered and she studied a whole system to use the recycled element of the gasoline pumps. I mean, I don't know how students do these things. We really, at a certain moment, there was no clue of what type of element the gas station used. For a series of connections, she had an incredible database coming directly from the companies, oil companies. I mean, an incredible disk containing everything. So she knew every component of a gas station. So she started to play that with that in terms of recomposing the elements. Recycling the elements and use, for example, all sorts of stuff. And some are done in kind of the amusement park here, so that you can play with the pumps doing kind of games or construction, but other parts are used within this infill situation that was built in bamboo. We know that we can do that. And then fielding with that things. So all this brought a new series of ideas in our thinking. And now we are doing this at a larger scale. Probably the whole studio, my next studio, will all be generated by these ideas, and we all work. The whole idea is that each student will have an area and will create a blog, and the blog will be a system of negotiation with the community for ideas on that part, so that with this technology in our mind all things will move together, and of course sustainability will be an important issue. So now we can see probably I guess it would be interesting that you have a sense how the book is organized, because I think we've done an interesting decision here. Since this is not the book that is related at the first part as a book done in the university by with the thesis by Professor Saggio, but is intended to be a normal book to contribute to the culture, we made some decisions that I think are interesting. Okay, this is the essay part. And the same part, as I told you, deals with these issues of the transformation between the industrial city to the information city, what are the principles, what are the guidelines, etc. And then we end up making these 10 different sections. Now, I think one thing that we are proud of is this idea. This is the city of infrastructure. And what we do, okay, there is this image, and then we pick one project that is actually built in contemporary time following those ideas to show what is really about making infrastructure in today. So making infrastructure is not making the bus stop that or bus terminal ugly and stupid that they've recently done in Rome, but are really dealing with a with a complexity of urban of urban condition. Okay, let's see how fast this can go. Okay, this is it's not important that you see it in detail, but this is the Fiumi project. So just to show that these things that we are proposing are actually real, and then are done around the world, and that's why the proposal, in some way, it is okay. This is in the section that we are in. Okay, this is the Fiumi project. So each section is basically, which is an exchange of buses and station in Lausanne. And then, so this is exactly an example that shows how things are in contemporary cities, the level of complexity that they have. So after that, basically starts one project. In this particular case, the project is done in one part of Rome that is carried by the railway, and so in that situation the student and myself create this project that it is a landscape basically, and at the same time a station. He creates a park basically on top that is articulated with a series of subtle rules, diagrammatic rules, in order to connect the landscape to the surrounding areas, and then there are two actual designs of different parts of the station. So, and then after this, there is another project of the always deal with the issues of infrastructure. This one is a fantastic design, I think. These students started the thesis with me, telling that his goal was doing something with the bicycle, because he loves bicycling, and that it was his passion. So how you get out from that starting point to a real design is an interesting story. So for like 3 months, he explored all the culture related to the bicycle in Europe. In the beginning, in the 60s, the Situationism, that is a movement that bridges between literature, architecture, and urban design, and Constant is one of the first anarchist architects of them. Anyway, this came back to fashion in the last 10 years. So, for example, the Situationism, together with other groups, creating this kind of free cycling movement. They gave bicycles for free in the city, and so all sorts of things happened because of that. Then there's been a long evolution about all this idea, and basically was discovering that now the system that seems to work the best is this one that you check with a card, and then you take to your bicycle, and then you can have the bicycle free for 1 hour, full as far as you turn it in the bike to another parking track in another part of the city. This idea has been developed, has been adjusted and finally developed all across Europe. So in major cities in Europe we have this system. We didn't have in Rome at that time, this is 3 years ago. So we developed all this, here we just see something, please go and see the board, it's full of details. Anyway, he has done that, and then after that, he designed the type of bike and the type of path in the city that has to be done, but that was not enough at all. So we have to do it a real design. So in order to do a real design, let me see where are we? Okay, okay, yeah. I want to show you the real design in the real drawings because it's much better. Sorry, made a mistake. This one. Okay. Okay, here it is. So after he has done all this work, okay, over here there is all the studies of the movement, you know, that I was talking about, you know, the Situationism, etc. So there is a lot, you understand that there is a lot of passion in doing that. That's why the first decision are very important. Because in my experience, the thesis is the most important work that you do not in the period of the school, but for the next 10 years, more or less, generally speaking. It's very difficult, I mean, at least in my tradition, that you do something as important as your final thesis for the next 10 years, or 8 years, or something like that. So it's something that is fundamental in the way that you're going to move in this profession. So anyway, he was doing all this and all that, and then designing and finding new paths and all strategies of that. But at a certain moment, we have to make a building, because these are design projects. So he went around in the city and he found a fantastic, beautiful spot to do this. To do what? To do an exchange, a project of mixed city in which the driving force is the budget. So what he found is this area. For those that know Rome, this is the station, one of the station. It's not Termini station, it's Ostiense station. And here there is the pyramid. Here is the statue, here is the Aventine. So this is an interesting area. And here there is a tram that rotates and makes like that. So it's kind of the final stop of the tram. So he found this area to plug in a project of mixed city for the bicycle. Here it is. So it's a project that goes underground, of course, for 2 levels. Underground connects to the station, and so it makes a lot of sense. At the same time, like a little Guggenheim, the whole project can be went through with the bicycle on the roof and downstairs, etc. So it's a simple action at the end, but one of those actions that are right. And again, the city of Rome implemented just 2 months ago this bicycling system, this rent bicycling system. Of course, we didn't have that. I have no patience really in dealing too much with politicians. Then they shift a lot. So it's really, I'm a little bit, you know, how can I say? Oh, of course, I gave this book to them, and I organize also large events with the politicians in Rome, but we do it basically based on their agenda. It's very difficult to show that in a normal condition, this project should activate this process. Because there are really, it's really a lot of knowledge that goes behind one of these projects. Because they go with the problem, it's not only the quality of design, there are all ideas behind, you know. Our type of project is very, very innovative for many reasons. So the program, the brief, the location, the whole ideas, etc. Now, these projects are around 20, and many of them have this same quality, and I can discuss others. I just want to finish to show you something that is more on the research side. Just one final project that is more on the research side, but not to deal with Rome, but to deal you to explain to you the kind of involvement that there is in these projects. All right, it's this one. Now, it is great to try to face the crisis at the beginning of an action. This is a very important moment. I like that very much, the idea that Bruce found out that citation of the cappuccino and then me talking about that issue. Because I don't know, that was pretty magic. I didn't know that was translated into English. I really had no idea. But that is very important, because I really think, and basically through my master, through my way of thinking, that really modernity is all about crisis in a way. It's all about the way to try to face with courage the difficulties of our time, and to be imagining about that. Yesterday we were at these wonderful lectures, and I'm very pleased that you are here with us. And I think it's also about that. You know, change has to be motivated by a profound understanding of how things are changing around. But these crises sometimes are historical, sometimes are personal. And it's very important that if you know that, that the thesis can be a moment to face that. Now, in this particular case, all the children that arrive to my thesis are coming through my course. And the course is already something very compelling and kind of intense. But anyway, if they pass well the course and they still are wanting to work with me, they arrive to the thesis with a big motivation. I knew that this person had a major problem in his life because another student told me. And the problem was that he was a professional dancer when he was a teenager. He was enrolled in the academy in Rome as a dancer when he was 15 or 16 or 17. Then he had an accident and had to break dance. And then he enrolled the School of Architecture and all of that. So I knew that. So when he came, I just attacked immediately, and I said, now we have to do a thesis about dance and architecture. He didn't expect me to know that, you know. And it was something that was removed by his life for many years. So we started this adventure that is a very rich and complex adventure that at this moment arrived to the final Feidad. Feidad also became a competition. 2 years after the thesis. You can see in this link, in the format of the competition, this work. FEIDAD is a competition for innovative thinking into digital design. And it got among the first 10, so it's an important award that you get. Greg Green, of course, wanted this one too, together with the Biennale, together with... But anyway, a little joke. But anyway, it got there. So the whole idea was the interrelationship between dance and architecture, but done from a point of view that a person that really knows what dance is about. Okay? So that is the point of view is very interesting, and also what architecture is about. So these first boards are kind of original because are creating a whole series of connections between dance and architecture in different moments of history. These are not coming from a book about that. It's a series of reasoning that he was making and translating them graphically. So, and already here I start to get lost already at this level because, of course, there are certain issues of dance that I don't know. Okay, he knows. But these, I think, are pretty beautiful per se. Okay, near others in modernity. So these are kind of warming up. Then, this is a very interesting step. I had a friend that was a Greek friend that had another friend that was running in Geneva a foundation that is called SOUPS, that is exactly a project of Nikite based on that. So there is culture, and there is a little bit of reading, and of course there is a dance theater, and they do all sorts of stuff related to dance. So as soon as I get this connection, I said, all right, this lady must be your virtual client. I learned that technique of the virtual client from Musa all the time in this group. So we kind of been making the planning, and she became the virtual client. So the student went there in Geneva to talk with her and showing all his preparatory work and to see how serious we are about all this. And she had a property in Spetses, that is an island in Greece. And of course, and then that was thought to make the project in Greece. For this troops laboratory. So the student went in Greece and explored the thing, found the exact spot that, believe it or not, is here, and for him it was very important that this was like a proof, you know, putting it like that, of course. And so it was put it there. And now it started a whole, okay, there are all analysis, site analysis, you can imagine. And here is the key step. The key step, and then I'm basically, I can go forever with this thesis, as you imagine, because there are plenty. Each one of them are very rich. So, but I will stop in 2 or 3 minutes, okay? Now, but here, what's going on here, it is very interesting. This SOUPS laboratory, being a mixed project, is based on different activities, and each different activity they call in a specific way. they call observation garden, they call think tank, they call dark room. Of course, there are, in one case it's a library, in the other case it's a kitchen, but the kind of use, the kind of evocative word is very important, because the whole project is a story at the same time. So what he did was really a fantastic idea. He put it together, these components, these functional components, with the seven classical movements of Terence. I don't even know there were seven classical movements of Terence. And so the white room, that is the function, is related to the gravity, the observation garden to the allegory, etc. This is very important because what happens is that now it starts to arrive the digital technology. I will skip all that part. What he does, he creates this guy, this dancer, this virtual dancer, in a computer, of course, and he put in the dancer points of control that I never expected, but he explained to me that for dancing you need more than one point of control, cannot be only one, okay? And so with that different point of control, it basically animates the dancer in a very beautiful way to follow the classical movement of dance. So now we're going to see some. So there is the grand jeté, is moving like the grand jeté, and all the other things. And these create vectors, spatial vectors in some way. And these spatial vectors, okay, we start to see it here. The spatial vectors that are here, they are creating the spatial infrastructure for the building. So the building then is creating by the series of actions that are done by the virtual dancer. And then, since he was up in the sky with this research, at a certain moment I have to bring him down to make a real building, because otherwise he was going like that forever, you know. But I have to support his thesis in front of a commission. So at a certain moment I said, okay, now we have to land. All right. So all this has been, okay. We can just see the little movie. The little movie is a very low resolution. And I don't think that we're going to see it too well. Okay. I'll move from one place to the other. My God. Probably if we have a little less light, we'll see it better, though. Because it's very little, but it's very important at the same time. And then with this, we are finished. Eh? And we don't see any other thing. Okay.